Time for a minute of motivation with Miss Josie.
Oh, I know. And it's a Monday. And I hope you have a wonderful day. But if you don't, remember, sometimes it's just a bad 5 minutes. It's not a bad day. It's a bad 5 minutes that you might have a hard time letting go of. A lot of times it's a choice. Now, I'm not saying that all of the bad things that happen to us are little bitty small things, but a lot of times it is, and something goes wrong, and it's usually just a moment, but it can affect the rest of your day. And rumination is just punishment for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, when you keep running it over, oh, I should have said this, or I can't believe they did that, or oh, they should have done so and so. Just make an effort to take a little breath and return to the present rather than getting yourself all worked up in your head, because that is so easy to do and it is not good for you. There's a therapist's advice, which is to, if you find yourself doing it, mm-hmm. write it down. Write down what you're thinking and then rewrite it without bias, so you can see that your thinking might be a little skewed. For instance, writing down something like, I'm currently really upset with my friends because I was trying to plan a trip with a group of people and they all talked to each other and they all settled on a date and it didn't work for me and I'm really mad at them and I feel sad and I feel left out. So you write down how you're feeling. Those are a lot of emotions connected to something that happened. Well, replace it with something that has no bias. Just, people have scheduling conflicts that have nothing to do with what they think of me. That is a different way to look at it. We can probably plan something else later on instead of just trying to accommodate me. This is about everybody else's plan instead and their schedule, and try to move on with your day. Obviously, if that happened over and over and over again, you'd have to think about your friends. But a lot of times we can get our feelings hurt. We can think about it. We can build it up in our heads. And then we live in that space and stress ourselves out and have a bad day because of something small like that. So I hope that we can, instead of having a bad day, if something bad happens, maybe we can just have a bad 5 minutes instead. Let it, feel it, let it go. Try to think about it without biases if it's something that you start to take really personally. Maybe we can readjust that and move on with having a wonderful Monday.
Glad you brought that up, because there is times that, I think I'm going to have a great day, and then, you know, some conflict comes up, you know, whether it's business or not business, and then it's kind of like, the rest of the day is like, but it doesn't have to be, you know. You just, like you said, just kind of take about a few minutes, take a deep breath, and just reset yourself.
Oh, our brains love to get on like a track and just run it in a circle. Like the dogs in the yard, you know how there's that path sometimes that they work and there's no grass left? Well, once your brain gets going on this, it wants to return to that path over and over again. So if you find yourself doing that, going back to something upset you, take a deep breath, bring yourself back to the present, maybe look at some stuff around you, readjust yourself and bring yourself back to the present rather than that moment in time that really upset you.